bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bum ba bu ba bu ba bum ba bu ba bu ba bum.
Wendy, we got to get the show started because I have to get out of here early. My band, Precipitation Hound, the Rain Wolf cover band that I'm in, is having a practice, so I have to get out of here quick.
You're not funny. Really, I gave you all the props I'm going to give you on the real radio show, and this is just
now
I'm
the
done.
Truth. Now I the just, truth comes out.
It's like, you know, when you're with someone for a long period of time and you're having a blast, and then all of a sudden it turns
Stops.
The corner.
No, have you had that happen?
I've turned the
just
corner.
Now? Oh,
yeah,
no.
Just for today, and
that's
it'll
horrible.
Come back.
That's horrible. You know what? Last night I watched on DVR. I didn't watch it live, but I watched the last episode of The Big Bang Theory, and it's weird because I've only seen. Like, I've never seen a whole episode until last night.
I'm surprised neither of us have watched that. And, I mean, I've watched an occasional episode.
Yeah.
Never really got into it, which I'm surprised.
I don't know why. It's all
it was funny.
It's subject matter you would think we would both enjoy. There's a lot of superhero jokes. And, of course, math humor never goes out of style. I love mathematical humor. But I always feel the need if a show has lasted a long time. Now, I will not do this Sunday with Game of Thrones because my intent is to watch all of it at some point. But I always feel the need if a show has lasted a long time, I'll watch the last episode. And sometimes it doesn't make sense. Like, I never saw Dawson's Creek.
Oh, I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
I felt the need. I don't know what made me feel this way, but before Dawson's Creek showed their last episode, I'm like, yeah, I should really watch that. And I watched it. I didn't understand any of it.
I think I bailed before the last episode. I watched it the other way than you did.
It's ridiculous. Why did I need to watch that?
That is weird.
I don't know what I was thinking. But I've done that with so many shows. If a show lasts a long time, I'm like, oh, I owe it to them. They've been on for 9 years, 10 years, 11 years. I should really sit down and watch it. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Now, with Big Bang Theory, I kind of understood. I didn't realize that as the show has played out, I can say this because they don't reveal this on last night's episode, but in my head, those characters, nobody's married, nobody has any kids, but that wasn't the case.
Well,
most of them were married and had kids. I didn't know that. That was new to me.
Well, how long has that been on?
I think 12 years.
That's unbelievable.
That's a long time.
When you think about it.
It broke the record for the longest multi-camera sitcom. It had been held by Cheers, and it broke Cheers' record by like a dozen or something. It had 10 or 12 more episodes than Cheers.
All right, can I ask you a question? And please don't think I am ignorant about this.
Oh.
I don't know what multi-camera means. And my son says this too because he is studying film. You studied film. What does that even mean?
That's the more traditional sitcom of it's done on a sound stage and they've got cameras doing close-ups. They've got cameras doing wide shots.
Aren't most shows like that?
They used to be, but then shows like The Office or Modern Family came and that's considered a one-camera show. Where they can stop a take anytime they want and then put the camera wherever it's more advantageous. Like with these shows, you got three or four cameras covering all the action, and then in the booth, they cut it to where they go, okay, this is important, we get a group shot, so go wide on this. This is important, we get a close-up on just Penny, make sure the camera's only on her. But with a one-camera show, they're setting all those shots up individually.
So what's better?
Well, with a multi-camera show, that usually lends itself to having a live studio audience. Like with the one-camera shows, The Office or Modern Family, Parks and Recreation, there was no studio audience. They were just shooting it, so they would set the camera up wherever they wanted.
So there are different scenes in like a one-camera thing? Is that kind of what it is? Whereas the other multi-camera gets...
You still get the same amount of scenes.
What the difference is, even though you explained it and I understand what you mean, visually I'm not seeing the difference.
I'll stress the part about like if it's done on a sound stage with an audience sitting in bleachers watching the show, they almost always, if not always, go with a multi-camera setup because it takes a long time. If you're doing The Office and it's a two shot of Jim and Pam, and then Michael walks in, so you want to see him leaving the office, so that you got to switch your shot. It's set up. You know what I mean?
I guess I know what you're saying now.
It's set up differently.
It's not one fluid motion.
Right. They're stopping. They're moving the camera. you know, but with three or four cameras set up, you're not getting that. Because they're playing, they're still playing the show mostly for people at home, but there's also a studio audience, so it's like a play.
All right, that makes more sense.
It's done in order almost always, not always with a one camera. Sometimes they'll shoot it out of sequence, you know.
All right.
If on The Office, if you had an episode where the action kept changing place between in the office and down in the warehouse, you could shoot all the office scenes first and all the warehouse scenes second. It's out of sequence.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know?
So is there one that's easier, or they're just both are
they're
good?
About the
it just
same.
Depends what kind of show it is,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. I cannot get over, since you mentioned Emmanuel Lewis off the air, because
yeah.
he was featured as
the
sample
example.
Question.
Yeah.
Example, sample,
yeah.
same difference.
Yeah.
Not really. So I looked him up, and I didn't realize that the guy George Papadopoulos, who was
Alex Karras,
right? But the guy George Papadopoulos, who was part of Trump's campaign, who was arrested, has the same name as
yeah.
George Pop. How come no one ever
oh,
made
yeah.
did a parody on that?
Yeah, that's the same name.
I see the things that amaze me.
That's kind of amazing. That is kind of amazing.
I was looking at Emmanuel Lewis because he looks just the same. He's a little older looking, not really that much.
He looks like he used to look when he was on Webster.
Pretty adorable.
Yeah.
And then I go down and I see Alex Karras as George Papadopoulos, and I'm like, wait a minute. Isn't that the same name of the other Papadopoulos?
Yeah.
Spelled differently, though. And George
yeah.
Papadopoulos was from here, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, that's...
And do you know what Alex Karras' background was before he was
football
on...
player.
Yeah, he played for the Detroit Lions. He was a great, amazing football player.
I didn't know what team, but I knew
yeah.
he was a football player.
And his wife, Susan Clark, played his wife on the show, on Webster. And she was in, I don't know, a dozen TV movies. The most famous one is probably Babe, the story of Babe Dietrichson Saharis.
Oh, I thought you meant
golfer.
The pig.
No, not Babe the Pig.
I love the pig movie.
She was not in that.
Oh.
But George Papadopoulos from Chicago was in that. He played Leo the wacky neighbor in that.
Who liked bacon.
He loved bacon.
Right. Well, thank you for explaining that. And
yeah.
thanks for your Emmanuel Lewis
you.
Reference.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Really, it's a great Friday.
Yeah. Yep. You got all that. And I'm going to make your Friday even better. Remember, Wendy, the one time we said, let's write down, like, if we had a dream news person for just one day, who would that dream news person be? And we shocked each other. We both had the exact same answer. Do you remember?
DS.
Yep, Dave Schwann.
That's going to happen today.
Today's the day. Dave Schwann, I don't know how they manage this. What goes on behind the scenes is none of my business. But Dave Schwann, yes, the Dave Schwann will be in doing our news. That's coming up in just a matter of minutes.
All right. In the meantime, we have promised you.
He looks the same as when he was on Webster, doesn't he? Does he look different to you? He doesn't look different to me. Webster was 25 or 30 years ago. He looks the same.
Was he Nikos Papadopoulos?
Yes. That was his character on that, yeah.
We have told you that we're going to talk about the sexiest accents in the USA. They were ranked. I know this came out earlier this week, but quite honestly, we've had so much going on, we haven't gotten
yes.
to it. This is What's Hot and What's Cold, sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men. And I have to tell you, I don't agree with some of these, and some of these, I don't even know if they have an accent.
Can you explain the qualifier for me, because you said it's the sexiest accents in America? Is that what you said?
Yes, in
Does
the USA.
Does that mean accents that have come from other countries to America?
No, no,
or
no.
the ones we've developed here in
yes,
the U.S.?
Yes, it's
oh.
just accents in the USA.
Oh.
It's a sample survey of 1.5 million people that were... This is big7travel.com.
Yeah.
And the number one, I think they have these... written in the wrong order if you want to. Oh, no. We'll just do a few from the
All right.
the top 50.
Okay. 50 there are 50 different accents in the United States.
Well, see, now some of these things we need to discuss because this 50th is Long Islander. I get it. That is...
I don't think most people would hear a Long Island accent and consider
Long Island.
Yeah.
That is what it is. That is not sexy to me. But maybe to Andrew Dice Clay, is that Long Islander?
Yeah. I would always... Did you ever hear... I'm trying to think of when this would come into play. You might see this in a TV show or a movie where a woman will be yelling at a guy and she'll just go, "Shut up, Richie! Shut up, Richie!" That's like a Long Islandy accent. is a woman telling a man to shut up.
That's not sexy.
That's not sexy.
New Jersey.
That's sexy.
Think coffee, dropping the R's.
It's similar to the Long Island accent.
Okay, coffee.
Yeah.
All right. I don't. Again, these are the top 50, and these are at the end of the list.
That would be. Remember the character that Mike Myers played on Coffee Talk on SNL.
Oh yeah.
That's kind of that accent.
Yeah. Okay. Minnesotan. Yeah. A lot of yas and hans.
That's different.
All right. That's 48.
That's so different.
Alaskan. I don't know Alaskan accents.
Got something like this, almost an Eskimo accent.
Indigenous people. Indigenous. You're not supposed to.
And is, you can't say Eskimo anymore?
I don't know what you can say.
I'm not going to say indigenous pies when I get an Eskimo pie. I refuse.
Just get a moon pie.
I get a moon pie.
So Alaskan, they That's say, better. Is similar to the Minnesotan. What are you doing?
I'm doing an indigenous accent.
Well, now Sarah Palin's from Alaska.
Right, but she's like from the suburbs of Alaska.
Oh, okay. California Valley.
Yes.
I sing a Moon Unit Zap all the time. The Valley Girl song.
The Gag Me With a Spoon version. Yeah.
Southern Ohio, where a pin is actually a pen and tin means 10. The accent is almost Southern yet not. I don't know anything about an Ohioan accent.
All right.
Accent.
Remember Jason, who used to work here in production?
Yeah, he was from Arkansas.
He was from, not Kentucky? I wanted to say Kentucky.
No, he was from Arkansas.
He had, when he would say the name Benny, it would sound like Binny. But then he did commercials for Binny's here on our station, and he said it the same way. So if he said Benny and Binny, it would sound exactly the same.
All right, but he was from Arkansas.
Because we would talk about Benny Goodman sometimes after the show.
Benny Goodman.
They referred to him as Benny Goodman.
All right. He does it, but he didn't have a real thick accent.
It wasn't thick.
And certainly not when he did production.
No.
Because that, you got to kind of get rid of it.
Right.
Yeah. But I don't know that Ohio has an accent. Florida, I don't hear it. A sandwich is a sandwich, and people have spoken. I don't know what that means.
No, I don't put the sandwich thing with Florida. I put that with other parts of the country. They're attributing that to the Floridian accent?
Yeah, they said, not including the sexy twang of Miami, the Florida accent is a baffling mix of Midwest and Northeast with a hint of Southern. Is that true?
Yeah. That's the one. Remember I told you how my cousins moved there and they would just say gum instead
of gum?
That's right.
Gum.
Mom, we want gum. And I go, you guys never talked like that 3 weeks ago when you lived in Chicago. Why do you talk like that now?
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh has an accent, and I can't do it. But
Yin's going downtown instead of you going downtown. Yin's going downtown.
Yes.
I don't know what
that is. It's a strange.
That is weird.
Yeah.
The Western Pennsylvania English accent is often considered the ugliest in all of America.
Oh, no.
So Pittsburgh locals can feel lucky that they've escaped last place this time around. They're 43. Then Cincinnati, I don't know anything. I can't.
That's a little bit of an accent. Again, there's some Kentucky influence in there, but not always. That one's like, when I hear it, I'm like, I don't know where this guy's from or this girl's from. I can tell it's somewhere other than here. Because Cincinnati's still kind of the Midwest, but there's other flavors mixed in.
All right, 34th. We're just jumping ahead so we can get through some of these. Unless we should fly. I guess we have time.
Oh, we can't do this in front of Dave Schwann.
Well, we're going to have to finish up. 34th is San Francisco. You might not hear it so often. It's a multicultural mix of folk. But the classic San Francisco accent is super fast with the words running into each other. Where'd you go? Where'd you go?
I'm trying to think of who would embody that accent.
Yeah, I can't.
I've been there several times, and when I'm there, I don't notice. Like, there's other places you notice the accent right away. I don't notice any discernible accent in San Francisco.
I didn't notice anything. Milwaukee's 29th. If you want to know how to speak perfect Milwaukee's, pronounce bag as bag.
Oh.
And add an ana.
Ana?
onto the end of a question like saying ain't it. Oh. You'd go ana, which comes from the state's Germanic influences. And don't forget to say Milwaukee instead of Milwaukee.
My uncle used to say, ain't it, a lot at the end of a sentence, and it always seemed odd.
Funny thing, ain't it?
Yeah, it was always that sort of thing. It was always like that.
Was he from Milwaukee?
The Cubs game starts at 8 o'clock, ain't it? And you go, what? Why would you say that? Why would you say it that way? Yeah, no, he's from here.
Oh.
But he ended so many sentences with those words, ain't it?
Kentucky's 26th. Kentucky accents vary all over the state, but it's a southern butte. Y'all living here apparently have a smooth drawl and long vowels that sound like a mix of Midwestern and southern tones.
Now, Kim Gordon is from Kentucky. Kim Gordon, who used to do the news before Dave Schwann ruined it. Kim from Kentucky, and there's absolutely
but
no...
But she's a broadcaster, and she's been here in Chicago for a long time, and she went to school in Wisconsin.
But there's, you'd think there'd be some slight trace of the Kentucky accent there, and I've never heard it.
I don't know. I know that my mother-in-law is from Mississippi, northern, I think. I don't know where Corinth is. But she, it's gotten thicker, and she's been here...
As she's been away from it, it has gotten thicker. How could that be?
I just think
you,
she likes
strange.
It. I don't
so
know that it's
So she plays it up a little bit?
I just think she loves it, and it's that's she's staying true to her roots. And, you know, like Kim, if Kim wasn't in broadcasting or in the working world, then maybe she would have kept a little more of it. Because
well,
I don't really hear anything on Kim.
Never. I've tried.
But
every
again,
once in a while, it's got to be there somewhere. I've never heard it.
When you go to Wisconsin for a while, that kind of like...
What does that do?
It kind of... purges you or something.
Does it? Yeah.
Well, going from Kentucky to Wisconsin and then to Chicago, I feel like it would clear things up.
Yeah, that could be.
But Kentucky, 25th is New Orleans. New Orleans English or yat?
Well, the best advantage...
Where yat?
I told you this once about New Orleans. They have this phrase there, who dat, which in other parts of the country, we don't understand what that means. But the longer version is... Like they'll say, who dat city go to beat them Saints? Which means what football team in their right mind believes they could come here and take on our New Orleans Saints? But they'll just say that. Like you'll just be standing next to a guy and there's no conversation at all. And then he'll just go, who dat city go to beat them Saints? And you just, you'll look around and you go, I'm sorry, was that for me? Because I didn't say I was going to beat the Saints. I can't beat any football team.
Jasmine, didn't you spend a lot of time in New Orleans?
I did.
Is that true?
It's so true.
Who dat?
Who dat, Wendy? Who dat come into the room and say they're going to do the news? That's Dave Schwann. That's how Dave Schwann talks when he's not on the air.
All right, well, we can continue these. These are the sexiest accents. We'll get to the top one, which I got to say I might agree with.
You think it's a sexy accent?
I might, but we'll take a break, and then we'll come back. And Dave Schwann is sitting in for Kim Gordon. It is WGN Extra. Who dat gonna do our news? How was that?
That was excellent, Wendy.
Dad, you gonna talk like that?
That was really good. Really good. Dave Schwann, our prayers have been answered. You're here to do the news
good
for us.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
This is the first time on this extra.
How about
section.
That?
Yeah. You'll always remember it.
Yeah, I will.
It'll
never
be a
forget.
Magical time.
This is why I came in early.
Today, you become a man.
Bill, make it so.
This is why I came in early.
Excellent.
Thank you, Dave Schwann. Nice
Dave
working
Schwann
with
came
you.
Came through, Wendy. I told you we would.
And we're still on the air.
Wendy and I had a huge fight. She goes, she's going to sink our ship. I go, not Dave Schwann. He doesn't know how to sink a ship.
Ouch. That one hurt more.
Yeah.
America is uniquely diverse when it comes to dialects, and they've put together a sample survey, 1.5 million people, top 50 sexiest accents in the USA. We've done a few of them. We're getting up to our top 10.
Did you find any of the ones that you've already mentioned to be sexy or not? Did any of them really make you go, ooh?
No, but these are at the bottom of the list.
All right. So, they'll build towards
although
it.
You mentioned the New Orleans
one. Yeah, that one's kind of sexy.
And then the Cajun is very similar.
Yeah.
New Orleans Cajun English is most strongly influenced by Cajun French. It's experiencing a revival as younger people want to celebrate their heritage. TH sounds like a D.
Yeah.
Them gonna, it's kind of like what you said.
Who'd that say they're gonna beat them Saints?
Do either one of you remember a comedian and a singer named Justin Wilson?
Yes.
Yes, guarantee.
Classic
right?
Cajun. Yes. Guarantee. He was great.
Right.
He was fun to listen to.
Say hello to your mom and them. That my friend from New Orleans used to say that sometimes. Say hello to your mom
your
and
mom
them.
Mom and them?
Mom and them means everyone who's not
and
your
them.
Mom.
Yeah. Mom and them.
So there's your mom. There's the people who know your mom. Say hello to all them. Of them.
And
them.
Yeah, we figured out what Dem meant. Thank you, though.
Democrats. Say hello to your mom and the Democrats. All right.
Miami is number 13 on this survey, 1 through 50. We're getting up to the top 10. A relatively new young accent, the Miami accent has the same sexy rhythm as Spanish with Cuban loan words thrown in for good nature. The word salmon, for instance, in Miami is pronounced with the L, salmon. There's no way. No one says that.
My friend Salmon Rushdie does, Wendy.
You are too quick.
Well, Miami's crazy because there's Cuban influence and there's still Jewish influence. And those are languages that are trying to meld, but it's not that easy, you know, because they're very different.
The Cuban and the Jewish coming together.
Yes.
All right, we're getting to the top 10 now, and we can discuss amongst ourselves. Number 10 of the sexiest accents in the United States, Californian. The typical Californian accent.
The overly laid back.
Vowels are super long, so yep, dude really does become dude, but it sounds hella sexy.
Yeah, that's sexy. That is very sexy.
St. Louis is number 9. Is there a St. Louis accent?
There is. Yes. Yeah.
A slight twang. It's different than a southern accent.
Yeah.
But
is it sexy, though? I don't know
what
it is.
No, not for me.
No.
Yeah.
It says that St. Louis, Missouri has some unique features of its own that make it different than the rest of the Midlands. Native speakers swap the AR sound for OR, as in farty for 40. And carn for corn.
That's a central southern Missouri thing.
It is.
Yeah.
There's a town outside of St. Louis called Ladue, which is like their money town. That's if you live in Ladue, you've got cash. It's
really
a very expensive place to live. And the people there have, remember how Thurston J. Howell III spoke? You know, that very rich company. It's a stereotype because, you know, rich people don't really talk like that. Oh, they kind of do. If you go to Ladue, you'll
like
hear a lot of that.
Howell
everybody sounds like, yeah, like the Howells. Everybody.
All right. Well, number 8 is Philadelphia.
That's not a sexy accent.
The infamous Philly talk, the words fight and bike sound more like foit and boik.
Wow.
While very becomes very.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's a thick accent, but hey, if it's good enough for Will Smith, that is not sexy.
Did you see in Philadelphia the other day, they had Bruce Willis throughout the first pitch at a Phillies game, and he didn't get the ball all the way to the plate, so they booed him like crazy.
Are they mean there?
They boo. People think this is a joke, but it's not a joke. Santa Claus showed up at a football game years ago, and they booed Santa Claus. The people of Philadelphia booed Santa Claus.
Who in their right mind?
In the city of brotherly love, Dave.
Yeah, in the city of brotherly love.
Yeah, ironically named city of brotherly love. But Bruce Willis, everybody's favorite star of the Die Hard films, getting booed by 30,000 Philadelphians because he didn't get the ball over home plate.
Oh.
Boo.
You don't boo anybody that's throwing out the first pitch, a guest.
All right, well, 8th was Philadelphia. 7th is Hawaiian. It's a Polynesian language.
That one's sexy. I agree with
that.
You don't think so?
I don't really hear much Hawaiian accent anymore.
No?
No, I've been to Hawaii a bunch of times. Oh. It's slow vowels, elongated words. It's relaxing. America's only official bilingual state. Native speakers mix kind of pidgin and English, so the R's are generally dropped. That's more Jamaica. I've not heard Hawaiians. They kind of speak. It just depends.
Yeah.
But they're very proper.
Right. Didn't we have the guy
there 4 years ago?
I don't recall any.
You didn't hear an accent?
Me neither.
Yeah.
Maybe as you move away from the touristy areas more into the local areas, like
that could be.
We have shopped in grocery stores that are like almost all locals, and you do hear a very different sound. Yeah.
I don't recall.
You don't hear it?
No. Mississippi is number 6. That's where my mother-in-law's from.
Yeah.
From Corinth, Mississippi.
But when she says it, it takes like all day.
I do feel guilty because a lot of times they're very slow, very deliberate. And it's I do think that's a sexy, pretty accent.
Yeah.
But it just takes a while to get to the point. So I'm sometimes impatient and I will like try and go, oh, you mean this? And she'll go, well, no. But, you know, I kind of missed the track she was going on. But
isn't
I think that's
fun to hear?
Oh, I love
it. It's so different.
I love it. And when her mother, Gran, was still around, just the two of them talking was really kind of magical for me to hear.
Right.
Because I'm a Yankee.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
It was just nice hearing that. And so slow.
Yeah. Yeah. I like when we go to New England, there's an because we always land in Boston and then we drive to Maine. And there's an aggressiveness to the way the people of Boston speak. And it's not a bad aggressiveness, but like they'll, like you'll, I remember one time I asked how to get somewhere and the lady, this was at a gas station, she goes, it's wicked far. Like she was mad at me
wicked
for even having
wicked far. But she wasn't. She was just emphasizing her normal voice.
Right. Yeah. There was no hostility at all.
Do they really say wicked all the time?
All the time. It's not a stereotype. Everything's wicked. Even good things are wicked.
You know, it was
unless the play Wicked is playing in town, then they refuse to say the name.
New England can be interesting because sometimes they'll sound almost like we do in Chicago, and then you'll get it's wicked fine.
Yeah,
how are you?
Right,
you know,
right.
The way I live in Bahaba.
Right,
you
right.
Know, where
you can't Bahaba.
Oh, that's remember the guy from Pepperidge Farms commercials because Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Yeah,
like that. All right, so there's a whole state of people who talk like that guy.
All right, well, sixth is Mississippi. Fifth is right here, Chicago. Where to begin? Some hate it, but turns out a lot love it. Words like butt and cut sound like a bit more like bought and caught. That is not true.
I don't think so.
That's more a stereotype than a reality.
That's not true. You're not looking at a picture. You're looking at a picture. That's true.
Does it say picture or pitcher?
Pitcher.
Yeah, that one's kind of right.
In Chicago, not Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chicago.
Yeah.
You know.
We had a linguist on who said I had a pretty strong Chicago accent. You did, but not as strong as mine. Right. I don't feel like I have, you know, an accent.
So. I don't think so. I'm waiting. I have one in mind. I'm waiting to see if it's
Maine is number fourth. Maine accent is surprisingly popular. If you're a real Maina, you'll drop your R's, go to yoga class instead of yoga, and add in a wicked to make every adjective extra powerful.
Even
in Maine, they do that?
You get a little bit of it. Yeah. Not so much as in Boston, but it's still, it carries north
Cuba
into Maine.
And yoga.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
It says the Maine accent is popular, A-Y-U-H. What does that mean?
That means you agree. Somebody
like,
will say beautiful morning. Yeah. And you hear, my wife has told me this.
Yeah, you do. That's right.
Yeah.
I've never been there.
My wife has explained to me, I'm not up early enough to witness this, but if she's running on a running path, people around will say, she says, I hear this a dozen times every morning, make way for the jogger. Make way for the jogger. Somebody just says that.
All right.
That just means there's a jogger coming through. Yeah.
Again, I can translate that one. That's not
Say hi to your mom and them.
Does that mean your mom and all the others?
And why isn't your mom jogging?
Third is New York. The New York accent is probably one of the most recognizable dialects.
Very sexy.
New York speakers have long vowels and short A's, fast and hyper nasal, yet quite charming at times. Is that sexy?
I find it adorable. I don't know why, but I do. Have no idea why.
I find it more cool than sexy.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
You know, it's more of a hip, cool thing to listen
Unless, Dave, it goes to the extreme. Like, remember Janice on Friends? If it's that extreme, it's not sexy anymore.
Yeah, right.
But in the steps leading up to that, it can be,
Number two is Boston, one of America's most imitated and parodied accents.
Mm-hmm.
Boston almost comes out on top of the country's sexiest accents. And yes, just like Mark Wahlberg, locals really do say Pakya Ka and Havad Yad.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. Now they say it just to make tourists happy.
Oh, yeah. I was in one of the great restaurants in Boston, really one of the great restaurants in the country.
Long John Silver?
No. Close. The Old Union Oyster House.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
It's been there
forever.
Really, like 200 years.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Is it by Faneuil Hall? Is that where it is?
Yes, by Faneuil Hall.
Yeah.
And one of the gentlemen that worked in there, we were talking about, you know, where I was from and where he was from, and he had a very hard Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it was a little difficult
for him
to understand.
That's wild.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun to listen to. Sometimes you'll overhear conversations.
It is fun to listen to.
Yeah. I like that a lot.
And number one, this is the sexiest accent of the whole 50 United States of America. Who can resist a slow Texan drawl?
Texan.
Texas is the sexiest. It's a southern accent with a twist, with strong R's and plenty of howdies. I'm sorry, I said little it like Minnie Pearl. Pearl.
A little Minnie Pearl.
Was she from Texas?
No.
No.
But now Blake Shelton is from Texas, and I watch The Voice, and I listen to him talk, and I think it's sexy, but it could just be that he's saying it.
Yeah.
Because he's been voted the sexiest man alive.
Oh.
Quick question. Was Charleston, South Carolina on that list
no.
at all?
No mention.
That for me.
That's the one?
That's the one for me.
You like that yes, one.
There were some very nice people that
I'm sorry, Charleston, 27th. Typical of older Southern U.S. English,
yeah.
The Charleston accent is lyrical and low.
Yeah.
But is likely dying out in younger generations. Old Charleston charmers will say hoose instead of house and stay it for state.
Stay it.
Stay it.
Why would it be dying
state
out?
Of South Carolina.
Because oh.
That was sexy, Dave.
The younger people are kind of doing away with it.
Really? So
they want to sound hipper, probably.
Does a place have the option of phasing it out? That seems hard to pull
off. I think one of the things
off.
Is you hear mainstream media all over the world now. And
yeah.
This is what you hear and this is what you absorb.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of these regional dialects are disappearing or fading away.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of sad.
Yeah, it is.
And it's indicative of a place in our country.
I like
right.
the melting pot. And
right.
I like the different yeah. cultures. And I like everybody coming together as
yes.
one.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
I should be president.
Why aren't you president, Wendy? Throw your hat
know.
Into the ring. There's hardly anybody in it right now. Throw your hat in. Come on.
I think it was Jerry Hall from Texas. Mick Jagger's...
Rupert Murdoch's wife.
Oh, that's who she's with now?
Yeah. She went from Mick Jagger to Rupert Murdoch. Makes perfect sense when you stop and think about it.
For
They're
those of us
same.
Who are old enough to remember Lyndon Johnson.
Yeah, he
TV.
Had the ultimate
Man,
Texas
he
accent.
He sure did.
Yeah.
My fellow Americans.
Yeah, very strong.
I come to you to not
I like
right.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just makes you feel warm and welcomed.
Yeah.
I think it is sexy.
Yeah. Yeah. Dave, I've said this before, never with you in the room. Until now. If my life didn't end up the way that it did, where I met my wife Terry and we fell crazy in love and had kids and stuff, if somebody
you
said,
would have married just, him,
I would have married you.
Yeah, I'm
with you in the room.
Jasmine's
well, Jasmine
well, the way
knows,
you were going.
I told
well,
Jasmine
Dave,
all the time,
I have to tell you something.
Dave
if I
Swan
wasn't married,
because I want to marry him at some point. I would. I know for a fact I would marry somebody with a British accent. My wife would
a
absolutely have an English accent. There's no doubt in my mind. I just love, there's something about a woman speaking with a British accent that is
French?
Just, French is okay. I know that's the language of love.
Right.
I know everybody goes, oh, there's no
right.
more romantic
it sounds
language.
So pretentious.
But when a British
me.
Woman speaks, she has my 100% total attention. I can't stop just focusing and going, now that's the way a lady should talk.
Hello, would you pass the action
don't.
Figure over to
oh,
me?
Oh, that's my dream.
You've just turned him around for the afternoon. He's ruined.
Thank you for hanging out, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
This was fun.
You're all
I'll
we dreamed
back.
About and more.
I'll be back. I'm glad I'm the guy of your dreams.
Yes, you are. You're the man of my dreams.
I'll leave you two alone.
That's
I can
nice
leave early.
Dave. All right. All right. We'll take a quick break and then we'll close things off.
Our Jasmine is not feeling well, so we hope that she takes the weekend to rest up, have some chicken soup, and I hope you feel better, Jazzy.
Thank you, guys. I'm trying.
Are you cheering anywhere this weekend?
I have practice.
Oh, Jazz, do you want Wendy to fill in for you at practice?
Oh, God. You know what? Not only do I have two knee replacements,
yeah.
I would have a back replacement
oh,
after that.
Wow.
I can't get up. Help me.
Oh, no. All right. We'll feel
Go
better, Jazz.
Team.
Please feel
Thank
better.
You.
All right. Tomorrow, we're watching cartoons. Sunday, of course, we're worshiping, but Monday we'll be back. Aren't you going to worship on Sunday?
I
hope you will.
I will.
All right. So Monday, a whole new episode. Tune in then. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.